Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
I've got with me now Mark Silver from Optilec. Welcome, Mark.
Hello there.
And Optilec and ourselves are coming together to do a partnership event around low vision products. This is our first attempt in terms of Bradbury Fields,
yes,
Mark. Do you want to tell us what it will involve?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a day where we have a lot of different equipment for people to have a look at. So Optilec has for many years been specialising in electronic magnification. That's not the sort of Sherlock Holmes magnifier, that's mm-hmm. the electronic version, which can help people see when normal optical magnifiers become not good enough. Mm-hmm. So we've done that for many years, and there's quite a variety of those type of things, and some very new stuff come along as well. But we also do the standard magnifiers, mm-hmm. A full range of those, mainly supplied by a German company called Schweitzer. But we also do monoculars, and we have a full range of lighting systems, and we also do filters, different coloured glasses for people that sometimes can be helpful.
Just in terms of the monoculars, in case listeners are not sure what they are, they're the sort of the single devices that enable you to look at a distance.
That's right, yeah. So it's like a half a binocular, but very easy to pick up, spot things with. You don't have a very big field of view, area of where you're looking, but very good for like bus numbers and things like that when you're looking around, and easy to hold up. So there's all that range of equipment. Plus, on the day, we're going to have a number of other organisations present. So there will be Dolphin, which is Dolphin's a company that specialises in software for people with eyesight problems. So with a normal computer, it can be very hard for people sometimes to see the icons or the things on the screen. And this, you add it to your machine, and it makes everything larger, much easier to see, and can get it to speak out to you. So when your mouse goes on to something, it says what it is and makes it much, much easier to interact with that. So Dolphin are going to be along there as well. And I think we're also having Calibre, which is the talking book organisation, and they're going to come along as well. So we have a large number of different organisations with different products for people with a big range of eyesight problems, from very mild up to having no sight at all. Because the other thing we're going to have is some braille, mm-hmm. some braille specialist equipment with very, very skilled expert of ours called Terry Clasper.
I think some of the listeners may know Terry,
right?
A, from their contact with him, but B, because he went through St Vincent's School as well.
Right, okay, so that's great. So he's coming back.
Great.
And he'll have the latest electronic systems working with Apple products. And, I mean, it's really great. He's got, I know, for instance, I've seen him with an iPhone and a little braille device, and he's connected directly through to that. So without just having the phone in his pocket, he can receive emails and send emails by braille. Yeah. But there's a lot of variety. You don't have to be an expert in braille on some of the stuff he's got.
Yeah. So an opportunity for people to come and look at a broad range of equipment,
that's
gadgets.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So with the normal optical magnifiers, they range from just a small little pocket one up to quite high magnifications with lights in. But the electronic ones as well, a lot of them are very simple to use, but can give someone the ability to see without resorting to a very small screen. They have a much bigger screen because they're not limited by the optics of the standard magnifiers. And we have text-to-speech systems as well. So if you have no sight at all, or if you find it very difficult or hard to read, you can, for instance, with one of them called the Clear Reader, you can put a piece of paper underneath it, that'd be a letter from the post or something like that. Press a button, and it takes a picture, and then within about 10 seconds or so, it will read it out to you. And also, all you got to do is press that button, and it reads the text, printed
brilliant
text
stuff,
to you.
Brilliant stuff. It's a while since I obviously worked in services for the blind and been back a few months, and what I've noticed is that the price and the cost of some of these things has really come down in price over the period I've been away.
Yes.
So they become more reasonably priced for people now?
Oh, yes. I mean, for instance, that text-to-speech system was about the size of a bigish keyboard, and it was about £12,000, something like that. Yeah. It was, and that's come right down into the into the thousand or so price. Yeah. But there's some cheaper versions as well, and they very much quicker and very much more accurate as well. So not only has the price come down, but the what they can do and how fast they can do it and how accurate they can do it as well.
That's brilliant. So we're calling this day Focus Low Vision Day. We thought we had to put low vision in because our newsletter, of course, is called Focus.
Oh, yeah, so of
people
course.
Know. When is it? What sort of times?
Yeah, so it's going to be taking place on Friday, the 2nd of May, from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and here at Bradbury Hills.
Great stuff. So we'll be at the Bradbury Centre. We're happy to welcome anybody from all over the place, and part of the reasons that we're doing it with sort of quite an elite group of providers is the feedback we've all had from those of us that have been to Sight Village is it's quite big. And you can't really focus on necessarily a range of options in one go. So we try to respond to that, and we welcome feedback from any of our people that do come. But why not come try it out, share with us your thoughts. Look also at the Bradbury Centre. There's been a few changes probably since many of you have come back in, and we'd be delighted to show you around on the day. So that's Friday the 2nd of May, 10 o'clock start here at the Bradbury Centre, and we look forward to seeing you then, Mark. Thanks for coming and talking about it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.